Okay, today's daf is Erev and daf Lamed Aleph, and today we're going to talk about the sugya of mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. Mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu, which is a major sugya in Shas here in Erev and daf Lamed Aleph, and in Rosh Hashanah, and in Nedarim it comes up. So the Gemara, how did it come up here? So the Gemara is talking again about what the Mishnah said. Where is the Erev of that you set for the Erev Truman? It has to be in a place where it is accessible, where it is edible. So the Mishnah said at the beginning of the parak, back on Chavav Mabez, you could put it. You could put an Erev for a Nazir even with wine, a Yisrael even with Truma, even though it's Aser for them to eat. Other people could eat it. Maybe it could be Shoal on the Naziris. Sumcha says it has to be Chulin. What about where it is? So the Tanakhama says the Kohen could have it in a Beis HaPras. Rabbi Yehuda says even in a Beis HaKvaris, because he can go in a box and somehow not become Tameh and be able to partake of the Erev. So the Gemara goes into the sugya of Ohel Zaruk on the bottom of Lamed Amid Beis, and then the Gemara says, starting with the bottom, the Tanya Yehuda Omer Ma'arf, the top of Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph Ma'arvin Lekohen Tahor B'Truma Tahora B'Kever. You could use be Ma'ari for a Kohen Tahor with Truma Tahora in a Kever on a grave. So the question is, how does he get there? B'Shita Table Migdal in a box. V'Kivin Da'achte Yitmalei, but didn't it become Tamei when it was on the grave? It's sitting on the grave. So doesn't that make the food Tamei? B'Shalo Hukshara. No, it wasn't Hukshara L'Kabal Tuma. And therefore, even if it's on a grave, it does not become Tamei. Oshin Elosha B'Meperus, or it was needed with one of the seven, with a non-seven liquid. So again, so it is not machshir. V'heichi ma'isila, so how does he bring it? B'pshute kliyes, alom kabli toma. Right, with pshute kliyes, with a straight, flat, wooden kli, which is not mekabel toma. Ay, v'hakam ma'ahil, isn't he ma'ahil on the kever? De ma'isila achore. No, that he brings it, me achore, in a way that he is not ma'ahil. Rashi quotes, demaisile achude. Achude means on its corner, meaning there's not a tefach, so it's not an ohel. Yachi my time at Rabbanan, then why would the Rabbanan say it's a problem? Kasavri asur liknos bias bisurei hana. You're trying to create a kinyan shvisa, you're trying to create an area of center on Shabbos, and you're doing it on a kever. A kever is asur b'hana. And therefore, you're not allowed to be kona shvisa. You're getting hana'a from the kever, and therefore it's aser. Michlad Rabbi Yehuda Saver Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Mutter. It's about to be kone bayis b'isur hana'a. What do you mean? It's aser b'hana'a. Answers the Gemara, Kasavar mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. No, mitzvos are not defined by their hana'a. Mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. Right? That's what it's Rashi in Mesechus Rosh Hashanah discusses what exactly does this mean, mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. Maybe we'll get back to this, but just to mention, Rashi says, lav lehenos nitnu chav chesem an aleph li Yisrael lios kayumim lahem hana'a ela la'ol al tzavareim nitnu. It's an ol, it's his chayvus. It's not defined by the hana'a. Again, we'll get more into it, but that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Even though you are getting hana'a, but it's not defined by the hana'a, and therefore it could even be on the kever. Aye, so is that a machlokas tanoim? El hadam arava mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu lema tanoi amar l'shmaitza. It's really it's machlokas tanoim. We'd rather not say that. Somewhere it says you're right. Amar l'charav yisrael lo de marvin el dvar mitzvah. If you weigh the refer to dvar mitzvah, for sure it's okay because mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. The machlokas is whether you keep ma'ariv only for a dvar mitzvah or even for a dvar rishus. And if you ma'ariv for a dvar rishus, then that would be the problem. So this is the sugya mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu, important topic that comes up. There is a machlokas rishonim, the Ran in Maseches Nedarim says, even though we say mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu, and therefore if a person's mudur hana'a from, let's say, a city, they could use a well in the city, not a well, a mikveh in the city to be tovelin, be a mosak shamim, right? He's not getting hana'a from it except from the mitzvah, even though he gets tar, but that's not called hana'a. But the Ran says in Nedarim Adav Tezvav, if there is hana'as haguf that goes along with the hana'a, then you would say it is a problem. We do recognize that hana'a. Even though mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu, the Ran says, on the bottom of Tezvav Mabez in Nedarim, Tachi Amrina mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu, Hani Mili, Lomar, She'ein Kiyum HaMitzvos Chashuv hana'a. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is not called hana'a. Avo Mikom HaKom, Imis Hani Gufei, Bahadi Demekayim Mitzvah, hana'a Mikri. But if you actually got physical pleasure while you were doing the mitzvah, So then that is called Hanah. Umishamachi Amrinan, and that's why we say in Rosh Hashanah, Hanoder Hanah Mina Ma'ayan, right? If you know their Hanah, the case that I just mentioned from a Ma'ayan, Tova Bobi Mosak Shamim, Avlobi Mosak Hama. You can't use it in the summer months. Aye, you're still doing it for the mikvah. Just for the mikvah purposes, the answer is you get cooled off though. It's hot outside, and therefore it is going to be a problem. The Rashba there, here in Adarim, Daf Tezvav, does not say that. The Rashba seems to say that even if you get physical hana, it is going to be mutter mitzvah zahavlandos enu. What's the svara? What's the nekudas hamachlokes? So some say maybe it's based on what's the svara for mitzvah zahavlandos enu in general. How do you define that? So if you look in the Ritva in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph says spiritual hana is not recognized. Spiritual hana is not recognized. The Gemara there is talking about a lulav shel avodah zara. A lulav shel avodah zara you're not allowed to take, but if you did, it is kosher. It is kosher. So the Gemara says, the Ritva says, v'tayma di yasem yishun de mitzvah slav lehenos enu, k'di'isa b'kama duchti, like it says in a few places, l'rava, that mitzvahs are not defined by their hana, and therefore, even though avodah zara is aser b'hana, you can still use it, v'yava gav de mishani basiyas mitzvos shemekabel schar ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba. And even though, says the Ritva, that when you do a mitzvah, you get schar, you get olam hazeh schar, you get olam haba schar, lo chashiv iser b'isurei hana'a, el kishenene b'gufo shel iser. No, it's only when you get hana'a b'gufo shel iser, but this is indirect. You're going to get that hana'a, that spiritual hana'a, but that comes eventually. That's not hana'a from the act itself here. It's much more indirect, not flowing from the act itself, and therefore it is okay. V'yavav isha goremes lo tvila zu la'alos mitum alatara u'machshir to l'kam advarim. And even though you become tar and now you could do certain things, less than, but that's not something that we recognize. Spiritual hana. V'chein, and also, he says similarly, v'chein to Amar Rava Hassam. Rava says, in Yivamis anav kuf gimel, b'sandal shal avodah zara lo tachlos v'mchalsa chalitzas akshera. You can't use a sandal of avodah zara for chalitz, and if you did, it's okay. Mitzvos lav lehenos nenu. Even though you get tremendous hana, she can marry anyone she wants now. V'yavagav demarva chatuva bahi chalitza lo chashiv hana be'isser. That's not be'isser. So again, the hana that you get is spiritual, it's halachic, and therefore that's not defined as hana. What's hana? Hana means you make money, hana means you get physical pleasure. That is the ritva. Spiritual hana is not recognized. Achronim, Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovet Shmuos, in Meseches Chulin, in the back of Chelek Beis of Kovet Shiurim, in Os Lamed Aleph, Rav Shimon Shkup, in the Shar Yosher, says, no, maybe there is hana, but the act is not defined by that hana, meaning it's batel. It's batel. Da hana betelo agabe hamitzvah. V'nikra kol hamaisa al shem hamitzvah. How do you define an act? So if it's a mitzvah, then it's called the mitzvah. You don't define it by the hana. And he gives other examples if you have an act, how it's defined. He quotes the Mishnah of Shabbos Tzadi Gimel, where if somebody carries out food less than a shear, pachos mikashir, in a kli, so you're pater even on the kli. Shakli tfelalo. What do you mean? You carried out a whole kli. But the answer is the kli is tuffle to the food, which is pachos mikashir. Right? Different other examples he quotes also. But again, that's Rav Elchanan's svara. Or the way that Rav Shimon Shkup says it is that the hana is nechshav memela. It's not called flowing from the. It's not called flowing from the act. So some suggest maybe that's this machlokas is the machlokas Rana the Rashba. Right? If you say it's that you don't recognize spiritual hanas, then if you this physical hana, then mamela you would say it is a problem, and you would recognize that hana. But if you say it's a question of how the act is defined, then even if it's physical action, physical hana, you might say the act is defined by the mitzvah and not by the hana. And therefore, that could be the nekudas machlokas between the Ran and the Rashba. The Achronim, though, ask Akasha on the Ran from our sugya. Again, the Ran says when there's hana'as haguf, physical hana'as, so then you say mitzvos lahenos nindu. But one second, our Gemara talks about Erev Tchumin, sending the Erev Tchum, and the Gemara says you send the Erev Tchum for a Dvar Mitzvah, but you say mitzvos lahenos nindu. What Dvar Mitzvah do you set an Erev Tchum for? So Rashi says, Misos Avel Hanasinu, Vein Ma'arvin Elo Dvar Mitzvah, Laleches the Beis HaAvel, or the Beis HaMishteh. Right, like the Gemara says, Kidla Kamon. Right, Beis HaAvel, Beis HaMishteh. So the Erev Tchum is going to give you physical pleasure. So therefore, the question is, how could our Gemara say that Misos Avel Hanasinu in the context of a mitzvah that gives you a Nasaguf, isn't it, against the Ran? This is the question of the Avni Miluim. In Simen Chav Ches O Samach, this is the question of the Shar HaMelech, in Hilchos Lulav, our Gemara seems to be against the Ran. The Maritz Chayis points out the Shar HaMelech on our Gemara and quotes the Shar HaMelech's answer, which the Avnei Miluim also quotes. And that is, it's not direct enough. It's not direct enough. You're setting the Erev. So the Erev is then going to allow you to walk to a certain distance more, and then go to that certain distance, and then have a go to a wedding and have the meal there. So it's not direct enough. That's what the Avni Miluim quotes from the Shara Melech. Uvach lo yena achar asiyas ha-mitzvah gona nodim ha-namayim das litva bo miyos ha-chama. But mashin achar shenitar nena achar asiyas ha-mitzvah, that is not called asur bahanoah because it's not direct enough. But it's really that ritva. It's really that ritva that I read before. The Avni Miluim calls this the Rashba. They had the Rashba, but really we know today that it's the ritva. The ritva Masecha Sukkah. He says that lashon. V'yavagad the mishani basiyas mitzvahs shemekabel schar polamazev v'olam haba lo chashiv iser misur ano el kashenene begufo shel iser aval kol she'ein ha'ano migufo ela shegorim lo hana'a v'revach mimakom acher. The context the Ritva is talking about is their spiritual hano and olam haba, but we could add there's ability to walk a certain amount outside of the tchum because you have a new tchum and then eat there. That's not direct enough. Kol she'ein hana migufa el shegorim lo hana v'revach mimakom acher eino hana min ha'iser. That's not a problem, and that's what the Achronim say. That's the message of this Ritva. Again, what's the svara? The svara would be again similar to what we said before. When it comes to hana'as haguf, let's go back to what we said before. Why would you say hana'as haguf is different? According to the Ran, according to the Shita that we're talking about, you can't ignore hana'. Hana'a is something that is too, hana'as haguf is something that's too central to the act, you can't ignore it. Similar, again, as a mashal, the Gemara says, misasik b'chalav and v'arayos chayiv shkeinene. Misasik is usually something that we don't recognize, as you don't get, you're not chayiv, machlokes, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Nesivis, whether it's even a maisa avera or not. But again, misasik, I'm involved in something, I don't even realize I'm involved in it. I'm carrying something on Shabbos, I don't realize that I'm doing it. There are cases of arayos. There are questions of different cases of throughout Shas of misasik. So the Gemara says, though, misasik b'chalavim v'arayos, if it's misasik of something that I'm eating, or arayos, chayiv. I'm chayiv, even though I was misasik. Why? Shekei nehene. Because physical pleasure breaks the psur of misasik. How does it do that? That's a sugi in misasik. But that's just an example where hana plays too much of a central role, you can't ignore it. So maybe that's here too. Hana plays too much of a central role, so you can't say mitzvah slav lehenos denu. But maybe these achronim are saying, based on the ritva, that if it's so indirect, it's not as tightly connected to the situation, so then, and to the dvar iser, so then it doesn't have to define it. And therefore, it could still be mutter. That is one issue brought up, a question that's brought up on the Ran from our Gemara. There's another question that's brought up on our Gemara from the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor in Rosh Hashanah says, again, big famous shita within this sugya, that you don't say mitzvos lav lehenosenu by mitzvos derabanan, only by mitzvos daraisa. The Baal Amor in Rosh Hashanah in the third parak on the Gemara by Shofar Shalva Dezara, the Kaimel and Karav, Adam Ramitzvah Zablan Azindu, Vamudar Anna Mechadero, Mutter Lutkolo Shofar Shal Mitzvah. If you Mudar Anna from the Baal Tokea, he can still blow Shofar for you. Dafka Beshofar Shal Rosh Hashanah, Shemitzvasu Minatora, says the Baal Amor. Avo Bechatzotros, Betainis, blow. But trumpets on a Tainis, he can't blow for you. Because why? So this is understood as because it's Mitzvah Rabbanan. The Baal Amor says only by mitzvahs d'oraisa. And the Ran argues. The Ran argues there. It's a mitzvah. What difference does it make whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan? The Ran on the next Amud, on Dav Zayin Maveiz, and the Dafi Arif, the Ran quotes the Baal Amor and says, Lefi Dvarav, Avetikis d'Rosh Hashanah tzorach ledaktik, Lefisha sheyesh behen midrabbanan. Are all the tkiyos on Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa? Even some of the tkiyos are d'rabbanan. So you should only be able to use the minimum amount, maybe. Interesting machlokas. What would the Baal Amor answer back to that? If I choose to maximize the mitzvah, then they all could be called d'oraisa. Again, a separate sugya. If I choose to do a mitzvah that I could do in a minimal way, but I do it in a maximal way, that all could be nechsha, the mitzvah d'araisa. If I eat ten kezesim of matzah on Pesach night, it sounds like for the Rambam that they're all considered part of the mitzvah, even though you only had to eat a kezais. But that could be the machlokas here, Balamora and the Ran. But the Ran continues, Ela she'ein mechuvar in dvarav, demiko makom mitzvah ika. It's a mitzvah. What difference does it make if it's d'araisa through Rabbanan? Mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu. So again, what's the svara? What would be the svara of the Balamar? And then we'll get to the problem in our Gemara. Again, the svara might be, if the svara is that you don't, spiritual hana is not defined as hana, and therefore mitzvah zav lehenos nitnu, then it should make a difference between d'araisas and d'rabbanans. Right? All hana is not defined. But if you say it's about defining the act, this act, if it's a mitzvah, it's defined by the mitzvah, so maybe mitzvah d'rabbanan is not strong enough to be defined legally as a mitzvah where there is an Isser Hana involved. And therefore, that's why, that's the svar for the Balamar. The problem is, what about our Gemara? Beis HaMishta and Beis HaAvel, again, those are mitzvahs that are Pashas D'Rabbanan. And therefore, how is it that the Gemara quotes mitzvahs Lav L'Hanosenu? Unless you say, some Achronim say, that here we're not only talking about mitzvahs D'Rabbanan, the whole Isser is D'Rabbanan. Right? The whole Isser of carrying could be D'Rabbanan, and therefore, it's not a, it wouldn't be a problem. The Shar Yashar has a different svara. He says, by mitzvahs, why mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu wouldn't apply to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Again, this could be the basis behind what we just said. Why wouldn't the mitzvah d'rabbanan be defined as the mitzvah d'rabbanan, while the mitzvah d'araisa is defined inherently? So says the Shar Yashar at the end of Perek Zayin here. The Alpizei Yishmakom Lachalik B'Mitzvah Daraisa L'Mitzvah Darabanan. To the Mitzvah Shimena Torah Hu Mitzvah La'asos Etzem Hamaisa V'Hu Mukrach La'asos Ke'eved L'Rabo V'HaToeles Hamagiyalo Hu Me'avodas Rabo. Inherently, this act is what Hashem wants. There's value to this act itself. Avo B'Mitzvah Darabanan De'ena Mitzvah Min HaTorah Al Etzem Hamaisa V'Rak Mitzvah L'Shmoa B'Kol Chachamim. The ikar by the mitzvah d'rabbanan is not the act, but it's just the general idea that you're listening to the rabbanan. More general, v'hamaisa sha'osa hu matara atzmis sha'idei ze yikaye mamar chazal, to listen to the rabbanan. Mishamachi chashiv kimishane. So it won't be defined as much by that hana, because it's not inherently an act that is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to listen to the rabbanan, and therefore that's a svara for the balamar. Right? It sounds like, if you remember, it sounds like the same svara that the Meshech Chachma gives to explain the Rambam. Right, the Rambam about mitzvos d'rabbanan being included in Losasar. Remember that Rambam? The Rambam says, all mitzvos d'rabbanan, if I violate a mitzvah d'rabbanan, then I violate Losasar also. Because it says in the Torah, you have to listen to the rabbis. It says the Ramban. So if that's true, then how do you ever say the principle of Savi d'rabbanan l'kula? So every darabanan is really daraisas, then you should never say sorry darabanan lakula. So the Ramban himself has one line where he suggests an answer, but the Meshech Chachma himself also says that what's the answer? When you do a vade darabanan bavade, then you vade violate a daraisa. But if it's only a safek, then basically kahai gavna lo tiknu. When it's only a safek darabanan, then memelit falls away. It's not that you have to be machmer because maybe it's a daraisa. Darabanan is only daraisa when it's a vadai iser darabanan. But when it's a suffix, it's not a problem. Why? So what's the svar for that? That's what the Ramban has one line. That's what the Kiryat Sefer says. But what does the Meshech Chachma and Parsha Shoftim say? Because exactly what this Rav Shimon Shkab says. Because daraisas, that itself is what the Torah wants. The maisa, the iser achila, the maisa aveira, what the Torah does not want. But when it comes to the Rabbanan, he gives a mashal. It's like Morba Malchus. Morba Malchus. So the Torah really cares whether the king builds a highway through my backyard or not? No. But the point is to listen to the king. That's the Iker message of the din of Morba Malchus. So says the Meshech Chachma, the same thing by Dinan Drabbanan. V'imkein ha-mitzvah dafka l'shmoa ma she-yomru, aval ha-inyin ba-atzmo she-amru v'chidshu, efshar de-enem eskabal ha-ratzon ha-borei. Maybe Hashem is not interested in it. V'im yamod bezin acher agadol v'yivaru ta'usam, and if a later bezin comes, they could flip it. V'af im yichavnu ha'emes, and even if they got it to exactly what Hashem wants, k'fi mashi ratzan abori be'emes, b'chozos l'ratz Hashem yisal la'soso chok nitzchi, b'ta'amim ha'kmusim b'cheker aloka. Hashem didn't want to make this daraisa mandatory. Rakshi yamei itzas chachamim u'birtzonam. V'ratz adafka she'nishma b'kolam. Avalo biprate hadvarim. It's very different, and therefore, if it's a suffix, then it's not a problem. It's not a problem. It just falls away. Okay, so our Gemara could be a problem for the Ran by Hanos Aguf, and the answer is that it's not direct enough. Our Gemara could be a problem for the Balamar, that it's Durabanan, but it's an Issa Durabanan, but the answer could be that it's also an Issa Durabanan. Finally, the last point to mention is, but the Rav Avraham Nahar in Nedarim Adaf Memches says, and the Eglei Tal talks about this in the Hakdama to his Sefer, there is one mitzvah that Mitzvah Zav Lehenesinu does not apply to, and that is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, an ikker part of Talmud Torah, is the Hana that one gets, the Tziurei Halev, and the getting to the MS, and the enjoyment that one gets, and therefore you don't apply the principle of Mitzvah Zav Lehenesinu to Talmud Torah. We say Vaha'arevna, we're not allowed to learn when a person's an Avel. So that's the exception to the rule. Separate topic, hopefully we'll talk about that in another shiur, the Simcha one has when one learns Torah. Okay, we'll stop here.